NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Japan is denouncing a video that's allegedly been posted online by militants of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, claiming one of two Japanese hostages has been killed. As John Matthews reports, it includes a picture and a purported recording of the second hostage pleading for his life.
The newest video, allegedly from ISIS, shows a still image of captive Kenji Goto holding a photo of what appears to be a beheaded Haruna Yukawa. The static image is accompanied by the voice of a man claiming to be Goto, demanding the release of an ISIS compatriot imprisoned in Jordan. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says the apparent murder is inexcusable, demanding that no additional harm come to the other hostage. The newly released video has some notable discrepancies with others put out by the Islamist militants in connection with past beheadings. The Japanese government has yet to confirm or deny its authenticity. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
The European Union is warning Russia to use its influence with Ukrainian separatists to stop the fighting in eastern Ukraine or face diplomatic consequences. As Terry Schultz reports, the heightened tension comes as Russian-backed rebels launched deadly attacks on civilians.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the Ukrainian population has suffered far too long in the conflict between Kiev and the separatists supported by Russia. After rocket attacks on a market and neighborhood Saturday killed more than two dozen people in Mariupol in eastern Ukraine, Mogherini warned Moscow any further escalation will mean a grave deterioration in the EU-Russian relationship. She says Russia must stop any form of military, political, or financial support to the separatists. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which monitors the situation, called together an urgent meeting with representatives from Ukraine and Russia, urging the fighting be immediately stopped and that direct talks begin as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In Yemen today, chanting as tens of thousands of people protest against the Shiite Houthi rebels who hold the capital of Sana'a in a virtual power vacuum. Marchers traveled through that city to the house of the former president, who resigned Thursday after 2 days of house arrest by the rebels. His cabinet also resigned. The protesters are demanding the restoration of the president, calling the Houthi takeover of Sana'a a coup. President Obama will focus on clean energy and climate change when he meets this weekend with the Prime Minister of India. He's traveling to the country for the Republic Day celebrations, commemorating India's constitutional origins 65 years ago. He's the first president invited to those celebrations. India is the world's third biggest carbon polluter and is still expanding its use of coal. The U.S. hopes to help India in less carbon-intensive forms of energy, including both solar and also nuclear power. This is NPR News from Washington. In Atlanta, police searched two planes escorted by NORAD fighter jets, that after authorities received what they believe were credible threats. Reese McCrane, spokeswoman for Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport, tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the threats targeted a Delta flight and a Southwest flight. Both landed safely. Those searchers closed one runway, and that led to delays. Poison control centers in Washington State and Colorado are reporting a jump in calls linked to marijuana exposure. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the increases began after those two states legalized recreational pot.
The number of calls has doubled in Colorado since legalization, and it's up about 50% in Washington. But what's not clear is why there are more calls. Dr. Alexander Garrard is with the Washington Poison Center. He says it may be that legalization has made people more willing to call for help.
Whereas before, you know, when it was illegal, there was fear of retribution or legal prosecution or reporting to Child Protective Services.
Garrard worries about the lack of packaging and labeling rules for the pot-infused foods that are sold in the state's gray market medical marijuana stores. In Colorado, there are some new rules now on potency and serving sizes. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Trees and power lines were toppled in Southern California as a brief but powerful round of Santa Ana winds hit the area. Officials say thousands of people are in the dark in the San Fernando Valley. The National Weather Service says winds were gusting up to 79 miles an hour at one point this morning. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.